Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. Thank you.
Where are you driving today? I can hear that car on the road.
I'm on my way to the office in Lansing.
Well, you sound just perfect here. Thanks so much for being with us. You know, I wanted to get your take on something. We recently had a gentleman from Americans for Prosperity. What do you think about that group and groups like that?
Well, basically, Americans for Prosperity is nothing more than a front group for a wealthy corporate CEO named Tony Cook. He basically has set this thing up to further his kind of corporate and business interests. His is a company that, among other things, has received awards for outsourcing American jobs overseas. So people should not be misled by that nice-sounding title. There's very much an ideological and corporate agenda hiding behind it.
Why did the gentleman who was on the program, Scott Hagerstrom, he wasn't honest with me. He told me that he's got 1.2 million people around the country supporting him, and they're not backed by any entity. And he lied to me, didn't he?
I certainly did. I mean, it's real easy to say you have X number of people supporting you. Does that mean those people checked out your website or whatever? I mean, it's very, very easy to claim that kind of broad grassroots support when, in fact, you're just a front group for some, you know, rich corporate CEO who wants to push a particular agenda.
Are the Democrats going to have a hard time getting folks elected because of the perceived, and I like to say perceived, because the media can manipulate information and how the information gets out. A lot of us in the media are accused of being one side for one side or for the other, but there's the perceived notion out there that because of the lack of popularity for Barack Obama and some of his programs, that the Democrats are going to be in trouble in November. What's your take on that?
No, I don't buy that at all. Michigan is a very competitive two-party state, and you have to go out and make your case every election. And the elections in Michigan are going to be determined by the candidates here. I mean, for example, on the Republican side, Rick Snyder. Very few people in Michigan know that when he was at Gateway Computers, he outsourced, his company outsourced nearly 20,000 American jobs to Asia, principally to China, and basically drove that company into the ground. Now, that's not the kind of guy who we need in Michigan who's going to create jobs. I mean, if you want to look at somebody who created jobs, that's Virge Brunell. He's actually leveraged $500 million in investment, brought labor and management together in Lansing to create jobs. So these elections this fall are going to be decided based on the candidates and the issues here in Michigan.
Mark, can Virge really win? Because there's a perception out there that the Democrats have been in control of the governor's seat for 8 years, and the last four, especially the last two or three, have just been tough. I know there were a lot of issues that happened that were not within the realm of really the governor foreseeing that, but a lot of folks think she didn't handle it well, and the Democrats didn't handle it well. What's your take on that?
Well, certainly people are going to make that argument, but again, this election, like all elections, it's not about the past. It's not about the last 4 to 8 years. It's going to be about the future. Now, what's the vision of Virge Brunell for the future? You know, this is a guy who has managed the city of Lansing very well, produced balanced budgets, hasn't laid people off, hasn't had to raise taxes, and he's demonstrated that he can manage government in tough, tough times. You got Rick Snyder, on the other hand, whose track record, again, is of outsourcing jobs. He's a wealthy corporate CEO. He talks a lot about how to run government, but he's never actually had to do it. So if you're looking at somebody with a track record, you prefer Virge Brunell, and that's our challenge, to get out and educate the voters about the records of these two candidates.
And there's that age-old argument that will come from the other side, Mark, that will say the Democrats, all they're interested in doing is spending money and taxing us, whereas the Republican Party is more interested in saving money and allowing people to dictate their own outcomes when it comes to business and their social issues. What do you think about that?
Well, again, that's just not the case. Take a look at Virge Brunell. He's had to cut budgets in Lansing and still provide services. We still expect government to provide services, be it public safety or education unemployment benefits. I mean, Democrats believe in all those things, and I think the vast majority of voters do as well. The question is, what's the best way to deliver those services in the most efficient way possible? And I think, again, you compare the track records of these two candidates, and hands down, Virg Bernal has demonstrated that he can do it in tough times.
We're talking with Mark Brewer, who's the chair for the Michigan Democratic Party, and you're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. I love to hear my mother-in-law talk about politics, Mark, because she's retired GM. She's living up in Oscoda, way out of the way with her husband. And when she sees ads, because I've been with her, she sees ads for Virg Bonero or Mr. Snyder, but specifically Virg, she goes, "Who is that guy?" And he's yelling and he's hollering and he's screaming, and I don't know what to think about him. Talk about the lack of, I guess people don't know who Virg is, and his style could be a little brash.
Well, first of all, you're right. People don't know him, and that's why I don't worry about any poll results or anything else right now. At one point in the primary, he trailed by 20 points, and he ended up winning by 19. So people have yet to get to know him and his record in Lansing of balancing the budget, providing services, not raising taxes. He can be very passionate about things. He's very passionate about how working people in this state and this country have been hurt by the policies of the Bush administration over the previous 8 years. You know, free trade agreements and so forth. While wealthy folks, particularly Wall Street bankers, have gotten rich. So he feels very passionate about that. I think people understand that because Kurt is talking about the vast majority of people in Michigan. So this campaign is going to give people a chance to get to know Virg Bernal. He's a great family man, wife, two daughters, dedicated father, great mayor in Lansing, to get to know him. And I think when they get to know him, they will understand his passion and they'll understand that he's on their side as he goes forward in this campaign for governor.
Are you concerned that the Speaker of the House, Andy Dillon, who ran against Virg and was beaten pretty soundly, has yet to declare his support for Virg Bonero?
No, that'll be fine. That'll work out just fine. The party is solidly behind Virg Bonero. Everybody at our breakfast on Friday spoke in support of Virg, as did Andy Dillon. He said, "Look, I'm on the team. I'm going to take a few days off and come back. I think everything's going to be just fine."
Who's going to be Virg's running mate?
Oh, he's looking at a wide variety of very well-qualified people at this point. There's no clear favorite or front runner. He's being very careful and deliberate in terms of checking folks out and making sure he's got somebody who is qualified to be governor should the need arise.
And, Mark, before we let you go, what happened in the 8th District? Mike Rogers is going to be the Republican candidate, very popular in that district. Condi N'Gala Malame backed out the day before the election, then came back, then backed out again. What happened?
Well, what's going to happen now is that Condi has indicated that he has left Michigan. He's no longer a resident of Michigan. He's registered to vote elsewhere. This will now enable the Democrats in the 8th District to meet and pick their candidate to run against Mike Rogers and put this unfortunate episode behind us.
Well, you're going to have a hard time, aren't you? But you don't have a candidate yet, and the election's just a few months away.
It's a challenge. It's a challenge, but I think whoever our candidate is gets out there and talks about Mike Rogers' record in terms of not delivering for that district, being a big supporter of George Bush and his terrible policies, we can make a competitive election out of it.
I got to admit, Mark, this has been like watching sports. The game of politics, when you don't know who's going to win, has been fascinating to watch. And we didn't do a lot with polls and pollsters on this morning show because we know how inaccurate they can be. And when people went out to vote, whether it was for the Democrats or the Republicans, man, were those pollsters wrong.
No, they were. And that's why people should not be looking to polls for guidance or to influence their vote. The best thing they can do is, you know, get information about the candidates. Virg Bernal's got a website. You can go to our website, which is www.michigandems.com, and learn about Virg Bernal and all of our candidates. Jump to their websites. If the voters get the information that they need and deserve, then they can make an intelligent decision when it comes to November.
All right, Mark, we're going to stay in regular contact with you as we are the Republican Party, but we want to give you a voice as well, so we look forward to that opportunity.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.